Well, we thank the Lord this morning to be back together. I feel like the Lord's given us a few thoughts through the week. We've been meditating all week long and just asking the Lord to make this a blessing and a help to all of us. I was thinking about the Sunday school lesson, and Brother Jim mentioned a number of times about growing in the Lord, and about taking in His Word and those things. And He mentioned a number of things, but that was part of it. And I'm still thinking this week, last week we talked about grace. And we talked about how that it empowers us. It leads us. It'll take us to heaven. And I was thinking, we mentioned also last week about assimilating into our life, into our spiritual bloodstream, the things that God wants to give us. And we talked about how that Brother Leslie mentioned during the meeting, how that our food, we eat our food, it ends up going through our small intestine, our stomach, our mouth chews it. Maybe we're doing that here this morning a little bit. It goes into our stomach and it gets worked around, and then it goes into our small intestine. In some miraculous way, it assimilates into our bloodstream and gives us life and strength. And that's just not real. That's a pretty condensed version of it. But, you know, the Lord wants His life. He wants His strength. He wants His Word to assimilate itself into our life and give us strength and growth. The growing that we do, that Brother Jim was talking about this morning, it doesn't just happen without us putting forth some effort to eat the Word, to hear the Word, to listen to the Lord. And I want to think a little bit this morning about how all of this works. Because I believe if we can just understand the will of God and the way He works in our lives, you know, it can be a blessing to us. It can help us to know God wants growth in our life. He wants us to grow. He wants us to prosper in the ways of God. And there's a way that that happens. There is a way that that assimilates into our life so that we do grow and so that it does happen. I was thinking about the scripture. I want to start there in 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we trust the Lord will feed us here this morning, because all of our words, if the Lord doesn't anoint, won't be worth very much. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Listen to this. It says, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." You know, he's making a little reference there to Moses' time, maybe a couple of different instances there. One was where Moses, his face was shining so much when he met with God that when he came back out of that meeting and met with the people, that they could not behold his face. It was something like the sun. It was too bright for them to see. So they had to put a veil over his face so the people could look on him and hear. And so Paul is telling us here this morning that we all with open face beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. You know, the Lord has given us through His Word and through His life and through the teachings that He has given, He has given us a mirror into a picture that we can see the glory of God. And we can get an image, we can get a picture of it. And the Lord wants to implant that into our life. He wants our life to assimilate His words and to grow up in Him, to be a real example of the goodness of God in our lives this morning. And so I'm thinking about that word, assimilate. And It says here in the Greek, it says, or in the, I'm sorry, this is Webster's, to bring to a likeness, to cause to resemble, to convert into a like substance as food is assimilated by conversion into animal substances, flesh, blood, etc. And there's a little more to it there. And so this morning we're talking about converting something. When we hear the word or we read the word, it has to be converted some way into the use that we have so that our life begins to be strengthened by it. You know, the word, the Bible tells us, doesn't profit all. But it does profit us if we allow it to work that work that the Lord wants to make it work. You know, this morning when we hear the word, I want us to think about this morning through the message. When we hear the word, we chew it. We think about it. You know, we get some good from it like that. But it's still in our mouth, maybe our stomach. We're kind of spiritually speaking here. But you know, when it comes time for us to accept the will of God that He's telling us in all these things, in all the words that we hear, in all the dealings of the Lord, you know, when we accept that into our life and we find the grace to put that to use, that's when it assimilates into our life and begins to give us strength. We can know that we can want, we can desire, we can hear the word, we can love it, we can like it, we can eat it, we can think about it. But until we put it into action, it doesn't assimilate into our system. And this morning, I just want to think about that simple little thought. The Lord's been talking to me all week long, different times through the week. About this thought. James 1 and 22. I want us to think about this simple little scripture here. Sounds pretty simple, but you know what? This is where we meet up with whether it works in our heart or not. He said here, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." You know, this is where the assimilating takes place. How can we do the word of God? We know, Paul said over there in Romans, he said, the things that I would, I don't do. The things that I wouldn't do, I do. And he's speaking of his experience under sin. We know that. But you know, this morning, we know that we don't have any strength if God doesn't help us. So we can know these things, and that's what we were trying to bring out last week. We can know these things, but we have to get the grace of God to do them, or they don't assimilate into our life. And so when we hear the word, and we know it, and it rings true, and we chew on it until we get humbled before God and begin to ask him, Lord, I have to have grace. I don't have any strength. I can't do this. I can't do what you're asking me to do unless you do something for me. That is the process that begins to happen. Then that slow work of calling out to the Lord with all of our heart, Lord, I need grace. I need strength. I want you to heal this in me. I want you to help me with my situation here. I want you to help me with my problems that I have. I want you to help me to grow. Lord, I see where I want to go. I know where I want to be, but I'm not there yet. You know how that happens? By little and by little. Each time that we hear the word of the Lord, we hear it, we meditate on it, we ask the Lord for grace. We seek him until he gives us the grace. That's when it assimilates into our system, is at that point. So this morning, as we think of these things and we hear the dealings of the Lord in our life, that happens in all kinds of ways. The Lord deals with this not in one way, but many ways. We hear the word over the pulpit, the preached word. We heard it taught this morning. In our morning devotions, we read it. we think about it, we turn it over in our mind, and it won't do us any good unless we get a hold of God and get the grace to live just what the Word says. And you know, when we do that, changes begin to happen in our life. And we begin, as this scripture that we started with says, from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from one phase to another. Does anybody want to be a little babe all their life? Anybody want to be a child all their life? No, we want to grow, don't we? We want to grow from one strength to another. We like to grow to the place where we can hear the voice of the Lord giving us direction, telling us what He wants us to do, where He wants us to go, until He begins to work in our life on a daily basis. You know what? The Lord wants us to grow in those ways. That happens as we begin to assimilate His Word, His dealings, the pricks that He gives into our life. Our morning devotions, how about the pricks that the Lord gives? We begin to go along and the Lord begins to deal with us in some way. I'm going to mention several things this morning that I've just been kind of chewing on some through the week. And, you know, want the Lord to help us that we assimilate His will into our life. Because when we do, we begin to grow more like Him. And that image that He wants to have in our life, from strength to strength, from one step to another. Here we are, a little child, and we grow. And the Lord gives us strength. And we begin to change. Our actions begin to change. We was maybe just wanting to be fed all the time. And then our actions begin to change. We begin to want to be a part of things. We want to be a part. And then we want to grow until the Lord begins to put responsibilities upon us. We need that this morning. It comes from a slow process of growth. It doesn't come at a trip to the altar. That's where we start. That's where it begins. But as we grow, as we assimilate His thoughts into our life, then He begins to sculpture the person that He wants us to be in our lives. And He begins to be able to work in us. I was thinking about the will of God. And I want us to think about the will of God, assimilating the will of God into our life. Sometimes I think we get stuck on the way we think about something. What do we think of when we think of the will of God? A calling? Something God wants us to do? I think of it being every prick that He gives my heart. Every time He touches me and says, that didn't come out right. That was selfish. That was not quite like me. You know what? The Lord will point those things out to us all along the way. We have so much work that has to be done in our life. We don't even know it many times. But that's the beauty of the Lord working with us, assimilating. Okay, Lord, but that's the way I am. That's the way I've always been. And now I've got to change this. Oh, yes. Get down on our knees. Begin to seek the Lord. Might need to rev it up a little and fast a little if we have to. Lord, I got to get a hold of the grace of God. That favor from You that changes me. That favor from You that works in my life. I have to get a hold of that. I have to have it in my life. So this morning, I just want to encourage us. Oh, don't stay a babe. Don't stay a babe. That's the beginning point. We get saved. Oh, let's eat. In a year, there ought to be a big difference. In a year, a babe begins to look different. They begin to do different things. They might start saying some words. They might start wanting to walk. There's some things that begins to happen. And it is an exciting process. To those around us, it's exciting. When they see that growth begin to happen. And then it comes up through different phases. The younger phase, curiosity, questions. You ever been around a little child that asks questions? Bob and Leah's had this little boy with them. And I've never seen anyone ask questions like that. It's nonstop. I mean, almost nonstop the whole time he's with you. And I love the little boy. He's wonderful to have around. You can see the life. You can see the things going through his mind. You know what? Those natural processes are spiritual as well. God wants them to happen in our life. They happen by us taking in the work of God into our soul, the will of God. When he gives us the milk of the word, that is his will. When he gives us the meat and we begin to have to grapple with things, it's his will. Take it into our life and don't say, I can't. Say, I can. I can only, Lord, if you enable me with something I don't have, because I can't. But you know what? That's what we believe. The grace of God, it works like that this morning. And it really does. Lord, teach us. Oh, I thought about the scripture. We all know it. Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. What's it say? For what? They shall be filled. They shall be filled. You know what? When we hunger and thirst after the will of God, and I'm not talking about just hearing it. The Bible speaks of a people one time. He said, the word is as a beautiful song to you, but you don't do it. The Lord this morning wants it to assimilate into our system. He wants it to bring about life and growth and strength and blessing and changes all along the way that other people can see. We don't do it so they can see it. It just happens. There's no other way for it to be. You know, I was thinking about something that I want to assimilate, Lord, your humility into my life. Now, I'll tell you, as little children, we all have a long ways to go when it comes to this, don't we? But you know what? We recognize all along the way the Lord starts dealing with us. What is humility? What is pride? Well, they're direct opposites. Humility wants to not be seen. Wants the glory of God to be seen. Pride, it wants to be seen. It wants to be on display. It wants the credit. It wants the praise. It wants those things. It wants people to see its beauty or success. That's pride. And we have to be careful in these areas because we're people. And you know what? The Lord begins to strike his will in our heart and begins to wake us up. I want everything you do to bring credit to me. I want you to be on display. And you know, when we begin to assimilate that into our life, what happens? People begin to see a life that I believe produces a faithful and godly example. And they look at that and they see something that challenges their life. I want to be like that. You know, I want to be like that. You know what? That comes by us humbling ourselves, because we're not too pretty on our own. We're not too pretty in God's sight, not self. And so, you know, we begin to let the Lord deal with us. Lord, humble my heart. You ever prayed that way? That's scary at first. Humble my heart, Lord. That's really scary. Until you realize the value of it. And then it's like, Lord, give me everything you want me to have. I want to be just like you want me to be. And you know, as we cry out in hunger and thirst after these good things in our life, Lord, give me your words to my life. Teach me your ways. Teach me the ways of humility. Teach me the ways of humbling myself when I don't feel like it. And you know, when we do that, I'll tell you what will begin to happen. The Lord will begin to chip off those chunks that's in the way so he can produce the image that he's wanting to produce. Those things that they start, I always think of that big structure down there at the Cowboy Hall of Fame. I guess it's changed its name now, but it's a big horse with a rider. on it. And you know, when you look at things like that, you realize that wasn't like that at first. It was a big chunk of rock or whatever they took it out of. There had to be a lot of stuff flaked off in order to get to that beautiful image. Somebody did an awesome job. You know what? God wants to work in our life until He produces something living. That's a piece of stone. But He wants to produce something living. Something that gives to the world the glory of God. And people begin to say, I want to be more kind like that. I want to be a little more gentle like that. I want to be more honest like that. I see that. You go out in the world and you meet people all the time. We're Christian. You begin to speak to them. Yeah, we don't believe in lying. But I will guarantee you 90-something percent of them that I've ever dealt with, I'd say more like closer to 100 almost. When it really comes down to it, they just do what they have to do and go on. The Lord wants our life to be different than that. He wants it to be an image of what the Lord wants to have in this world. And that's challenging to people. When they see it in our life, it's challenging to their hearts. They see something they want because I want to tell you something. It produces a life of peace and beauty and love and kindness in somebody's life. Lord, assimilate your will into my life. Not just this thing I have in my mind about what's God's will in my life. God's will in our life is that we give thanks in everything. Brother Marty preached us a message telling us it was really eye-opening. It was good. Telling us, in everything give thanks, for this is part of the plan, he said. This is part of the plan. God allowed it. It's part of the plan. It's His will concerning you. And He says, give thanks for it. Open up your heart to it. Assimilate the work of God into our life. When we do that, that skilled sculptor will make something living in this world that will give the world a little better place for it for the time. We see that in many through the years. We saw it in Noah. He was a righteous man in a very unrighteous world. All through the years, there was people like that. We might have seen it in Grandma or somebody else that we saw that. You know what? God wants to put it in our life. He wants our life. But it's a process of assimilating His will. Because when we start, we don't even know. We don't even know. We would defend ourselves in areas that we wouldn't have any idea that someday God's going to chip that out of my life. And He's going to make me a lot more like Him when He does. And it's going to hurt sometimes. I was thinking about Psalms 1 and 3. Listen to the voice of this psalm. It says here, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And I know we've heard this verse a lot of times. But you know what it's talking about? It's talking about a big, prosperous tree that's set down by the river and it drinks and assimilates the minerals and the water into its trunk and up to its branches and leaves all the time. It does that. It assimilates it. It brings it in and uses it. And he said here, this man, now who was this man? That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the will of the Lord. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. It's what he seeks for. It's the hunt of his life. It's what he's searching for. Lord, I want more of that. I want to tell you, God has something alive that he wants to put into our life. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Isn't that a wonderful picture of the man of God? That's what God wants all of us to be, the woman of God. I want to read, well, I'll quote this one first, but John 7 and 37, Jesus said in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." I believe Jesus was saying what we're saying this morning. Come and drink. If you thirst, come and drink. I've got plenty. It's a river that flows out of heaven, and there's plenty for us. And we couldn't exhaust it. We couldn't touch it if we wanted to. But we could have more than we can have, more than we can deal with almost, if we will. I want to read over here in Psalms 119. I love this psalm. It's such a, it's well written and it's challenging. It's got a lot of meditations in it. Psalms 119 and 97. Listen to this. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. You know what somebody was doing? They were thinking about the will of God. Lord, how does this relate to me? When we read the scripture, do we think about, Lord, assimilate this into my life? Now, I'm reading this morning where whatever it says to us, and Lord, I want you to put this in my life. I want to be more this away. I want this to be in my life. And you know what? We begin to seek after that. And this psalmist said, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have understood." You know, this sounds like David, doesn't it? "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation." One thing, in the old law, many of those people, they studied, they taught. But what did David have? He had a live relationship with God. He had something where he meditated on the laws of God. He soaked them up. Read his writings. Oh, Lord, he thirsted for the things of God. "Lord, search me," David said. That was his life. That was the kingdom seemed to me second to David's real call. That was to search after God. He started that back when he was a boy. "I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts," because I've assimilated them into my life. Maybe those teachers might have studied all their life, but they hadn't assimilated it into their life. They only heard it. They only knew what it meant. But he said, "I have more understanding than those older fellows because," and I'm just reading David's word, "because I keep thy precepts." Folks, when we keep his precepts, we understand more than someone that don't keep his precepts. The Lord wants us to keep them, assimilate them into our life. Listen to them. "Lord, how does this work in the life? I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste." You know, it can be that way. The Lord wants it to be that way. Did you know we can say, "Oh, the love of my life right here. How sweet," he says, "are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." I want to challenge us this morning. It comes by taking his words, assimilating them, and watching the miracle that God begins to do. When we call upon him, we seek the grace and he gives it to us. You know what that produces? That's a joy. Wow, the Lord blessed here. The Lord helped me. You know what? When God begins to work like that, you begin to not just serve him because I'm afraid of what's going to happen to me one day, but you begin to serve him because this is the joy of my life. This is sweeter to my mouth, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. The Lord wants it to be that way. The world don't know of this kind of thing. But this is the Word of God, and He wants it, I believe, to be in our lives. I believe that obedience will do more to enlarge our understanding of God and to understand the whys of what we do than anything else could possibly do. I believe that when we are obedient to the Lord, He begins to open worlds up to our mind and heart that we never knew. And we might think, well, how much more is there to know? The more that I find out, the more I know is out there. And suddenly you realize, you know, they say they found a galaxy that they believe is 400 billion light years across, they say. That's staggering. You know, the more we research what's there, the more we realize it's unfathomable. Only when we have our new body and our new mind, we begin to take it in. But you know, here the Lord wants to give us some things. In Psalms 119 and 11, listen to this. He says here, "Thy word, wherewithal, in verse 9, shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed, therefore, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Listen to that. Thy word have I hid in my heart. You know, another thing that I've been meditating on through the week. You know, the Lord begins to talk to us about our words, the words that come out of our mouth. And He tells us that every one of them we're going to stand in judgment for. And you know, we can and do through the years until we get understanding. Sometimes we defend our words. But they deserve that. You know what? The Lord wants to begin to talk to us. We begin to strongly desire, Lord, I want my words to glorify you, all of them. We begin to earnestly desire that. We begin to search for it. We begin to listen to the pricks of God, to the pricks that He puts in our life in all kinds of different ways. And we begin to hear, Lord, teach me how to use my tongue. We begin to meditate and to search. Lord, I want you to teach me how. And the Lord begins to tell us that, what's the word say? A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver, I believe. He begins to teach us. And we begin to realize, wow, how much I have to learn about this. And the Lord begins to teach us. The Lord wants us to assimilate this into our life. He wants it to be something that blesses our life. Because when we become more like Him, I want to tell you, that blesses our relationships, blesses our home. It blesses us in so many ways. This morning, I want to challenge us to not argue with the Lord. But when He begins to prick us, open our hearts bare to God. Lord, talk to me. Teach me your ways and give me grace to walk in them. And when we begin that kind of a search, I will tell you, those words will begin to assimilate into our life. And the people will see growth. They'll see change. And before long, the Lord will too. He'll see it from the start. And then the Lord needs folks to put responsibility on. So as we do that, He's looking for somebody. I need somebody to do this job over here. I wish I had somebody. One place, He said He looked for one to stand in the gap, but there wasn't anybody. And so He sent destruction. The Lord's looking for folks to stand in the gap. There might be some place that needs you or me. You know, the Lord's looking for that. And so if we can grow, if we can assimilate, we can change. The Lord can bless us, give us grace, and bring us into His will, His entire will in our life. We become used to assimilating His dealings in our life. And then when He calls for the big sacrifice, we'll do it. Because we've already been doing it all through our life. It's part of who we are. It's part of how the system works, just like our body works, part of how our spiritual body works within us. We begin to ask the Lord for discernment on ourself, on our own words, on the way we do, for wisdom, for more grace in using our tongue for His glory. Just want to challenge us this morning. God wants to do a work, and oh, how He longs to do that in every one of us. It is a blessing. It is a great blessing when we allow the work of God to be done in our life. The Lord's working on every one of us still. If we will walk with Him, He will never stop teaching us. He will always lead us into deeper paths. The Lord wants to cleanse us from the effects of being like the world. You ever seen somebody like the world that just totally defended it? I don't see that stuff. That thing those saints teach, I just don't agree with it. And you know, you're just thinking, you know, Lord, help them. You do. Because you realize if we obey the voice of God all along the way, He'll take that world out of us. He'll take, and I believe He takes the world out of our heart when He saves us. But I will tell you, there's a lot more work He wants us to do along the way. He wants to take the way the world has affected us out of our life. And He'll remove more things from our heart, too, that we don't even know are there. But, you know, I'm thinking this morning, He wants us to change the way we think, the way we behave in this world. The attitudes the world has, I can think of some things that I used to say and do that I just thought that's the way it was. But you know what? God wants to change that in us because it's not like Him. And it's not the picture that He's wanting to present to the world. You know, I can think about a time when maybe political things, I would react in ways. You know what? God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to be a force for right in this world. He don't want us running down our president in an ungodly way. That's not the picture He wants to present to the world. And so the Lord wants to begin to talk to us and lead us. This morning, I just want to challenge us to let Him do it. The entertainments, the pleasures, the way the world dresses, we don't see anything at all until the Lord begins to open our eyes. He first starts really right here many times, most of the time. And He starts working with us. You know, I want to reflect God's glory more. And then after a while, the Lord wakes us up. This isn't to my glory, folks. And we begin to change that. And we begin to change more and more into His image. We begin to understand things better. And it begins to make sense to us. That's if we humble ourselves and we've learned to assimilate God's ways into our life. What drives us? The world's fashions are so opposite of God's desires for us. But I want to say this. We're almost done. We can never see any of these things until we hunger and thirst after God's pricks in our life, His will in our life, until we do that. I want to remember the verse we started with, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's what the Lord wants us to do. You know, David said in Psalm 63, he said, when he was in the wilderness of Judah, it says, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. You know what Revelation says? And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord answers that quest in us, doesn't He? He hears that thirst that we have. I've thirsted for Him. He says, come. and partake of the water of life. Drink of it freely. I want you to have it in your life. I want it to assimilate into your system. I want you to grow. I want you to have strength. I don't want you to be blown over by the wind. Over in Ephesians 4, we read this morning. I don't know if Brother Jim read this scripture, but it talks about how the gifts are given. And it mentions that we be no more children and carried about with every wind of doctrine, carried about with all kinds of things. You know, the Lord doesn't want us to be that way. He wants us to grow up spiritually, and He will do it for us. This is the answer to make that happen, that we assimilate all His dealings into our heart and life. And when we do that, the process will be natural. Pray for me.